As the pop-up probably just notified everybody, this meeting is being recorded. And it'll be posted on our website afterwards. I am Ryan Wilson, this year's president of DEEB. Go ahead and do everybody else's introductions. So everybody online, go ahead and go around the room.
Well, you're still technically
Oh.
vice chair until we vote you in. It's just kind of the way it's gone. So I just want to make sure
Boy,
that we have.
this is very strict for an informal advisory board.
Well, we still have to follow the rules, Ryan. Come on now. Mike Odrin, McKay Sposito.
Eric Galimo, SJ Engineering.
Andrew Gunther with PLS Engineering.
Seth Hauling with AKS Engineering.
Noelle Levern with the Building Industry Association of Clark County. I'm not a board member, just a member of the public.
Brent Davis, Land Use Manager, Community Development.
Naomi Paribanla with Development Engineering.
Shannon Melanie Ash of Davis. Development Engineering.
Melanie Davis with Development Engineering.
Victoria Abram, Program Coordinator for Building Safety.
Todd Swanson, Clark County Public Works Department.
Hey, I believe that's everyone. Has anybody gotten missed?
Who is that?
Who's what?
I didn't quite catch that.
Oh, I was just asking if there was anybody missed. Okay. Next up on the agenda then will be to review and adopt the minutes. Has everyone had a chance to review the minutes from our last meeting?
We have, but I might move to delay that until we have a quorum.
Oh, that's right. We can't vote on that. Okay. All right. Next up then is to review upcoming events. Victoria.
Oh, hello. It's a pretty quiet January. It looks like on January 7th, they had the Clark County Council meeting to elect 2025 chair and vice chair of the Clark County Council. And then on Wednesday, January 8th, they had another council meeting and they discussed the council retreat draft agenda for 2025 and council boards and committee assignments and also rules of procedures. There's no work session scheduled and no planning commission work sessions or public hearings. And that's all there is for the month of January.
Who got voted for, who's chair of Clark County Council this year?
I haven't followed up yet.
Sue Marshall.
Ah, okay.
Where are the rest of our members? Did anybody hear from anybody that wasn't gonna attend? Apparently not.
I haven't heard anything.
Okay. Let's see here. Who are we missing? Sherry, Jamie, Terry, Dan. I think that's it, right?
Yeah, I think that's it.
I did get a bounce back from Jamie saying he's he'll be out of the office. He's up in Seattle.
Okay.
All right, I'm sending emails out anyway. Maybe I'll kick him in the gear to hop on board. All right.
All right, any other member announcements?
Just to welcome Melanie. I think this is your first D meeting, is it not?
Yes, thank you, it is.
Yeah. Welcome to Clark County. Welcome to the Deeb. Throw you in with both feet first, so shouldn't be too bad today.
Well, thank you.
Where are you? Just out of curiosity, where do you hail from? Where are you joining us from?
I'm new to this area. So the last 2 years, I was working for Georgia Pacific out at the Wana Mill as the asset manager over the water resources. But prior to that, I spent almost 20 years with the County of Sacramento in their sewer agency, both the local and the treatment. So.
Oh, okay, great. Great, thank you for that. All right, now I guess it's on the other stuff.
All right, any other member announcements?
I don't have any.
It is a quiet month. I listened in on the Clark County Historic Preservation meeting yesterday. Not a whole lot is going on there. Probably one of the more interesting, at least for me at least, is the new Columbia River Crossing project and its potential impact on the Academy site.
Oh. They just had a new parking lot built there, and I'm part of the phase two of the Marathon development. There's Terry. Phase two of the Marathon development will be built right up to the fence on the north side. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, probably won't impact the Academy building itself, but what they call, I think, the daycare building or something.
Yeah.
That smaller building off to the side.
Yeah.
The new route for the I-5 gets pretty close to that, and so the main concern isn't so much that the building is in the path of it, but that the work, because it's a very weak building, that just the work could impact it.
Oh okay, all right, yeah, I'll have to follow up with my client, see if they're keeping tabs of that, because they're part of their emergency vehicle circulation around there is part of a circulation drive that runs along the far east side of that site. So good. Yeah. I'm glad you brought that up. Thanks, Ryan.
All right. Well, I think we can now officially review and adopt the minutes. Thanks, Terry.
Yeah, sorry for the delay.
It's okay.
I forgot about the earlier time. My fault.
It's fine. Oh, yeah. I wonder if that messed many people up.
1, 2, 3, 4. Let's see, Eric. Oh, yeah, we do have 6. Okay. Yeah, I've reviewed the minutes and move for approval without exception.
I'll second it.
All right. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Anyone opposed? Thank you. Noelle, did you have a comment you wanted to make? Sorry.
I just wanted to mention that the website.
Noelle, you had your hand up.
Yeah. The website still says it's at 2:30. So. You can't hear me?
I can hear you. Yep. Thank you.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Well, maybe we can.
I will get that fixed ASAP.
maybe with the fact that public comment comes at the end, you know, we'll be okay in that regard.
That'd be fine.
Okay. Probably the most important thing or the biggest item we have on today's agenda is just to start planning our work plan for the year. So, I've been putting together a few notes on things that I, you know, the way the DEEB works, typically there's a number of things that county just brings before it. Those will get added to agendas as they come along. So I guess I'm mostly focusing on any special projects or items that we particularly as a group would like to accomplish this year. So by means of just kicking this discussion off, since I've been involved with DEEB, it seems like the things that the council has been most interested in have been simplifying and speeding up permit processing and that process. And then the independent review was something that was particularly noted by the council. And then the last couple of years, it seems like we've also paid attention to any bills that were coming out of the legislature and how they would impact development in the area. And that was kind of a Jamie thing. So hopefully he sticks around, comes in the future ones. And then I'd also put on my notes that there's been some talk about potentially looking at some of the language within the Highway 99 overlay zone where there are any particular conflicts.
Yeah, go ahead, sorry. There was one other thing that I know that Seth brought up a while back, and that was the mixed use development code as well. Seth, did we ever get that all resolved, or is that something that you still want to bring before the board?
Well, I guess it didn't get resolved from my understanding, but it was intended to be incorporated as updates with the, you know, multifamily housing updates that were coming.
And have those been then presented to whomever is on that committee? Should that be followed up on? To see if that's something that needs to be incorporated.
Yeah, there's several of us that are on that the tag for that. So yeah, Seth, if you want to send it to me, I think Eric's on there too. So yeah. One of us.
Yeah, we had that PowerPoint kind of outlined it and some of the issues, so we can forward that on.
Okay. It doesn't look like April's here, but is anyone on the staff side aware of anything that Clark County is doing internally related to permitting or development review that DEEB might be help up with?
Well, we're still working on getting some adjustments made for the Senate Bill 5290. Requirements that are now in effect. So as I mentioned last meeting, I'm probably at this point going to be coming to you on your March agenda, just with an overview of, you know, we're not looking at any code changes to the procedures. We're just looking at more, some of the more discretionary process items that we do, and more, most of it's about documentation of the steps and when we're starting and stopping the application. But anyway, so looking towards March to come to you with the items that we're looking at.
Okay. Other items I had that we've been tracking are the combined review. Is that moving towards becoming a permanent system, or is that
a permanent option?
Yeah, so permanent option.
We currently have 3 applications that are in that process. One's, I believe, close to the finish line, and we're going to do an internal debrief on how the connection between, you know, land use and engineering worked, what went well and what didn't. A lot of it's primarily focused on the fully complete portion of that process and making sure that we're communicating clearly between the programs and the applicant on what's needed that might be beyond the normal land use fully complete in order to keep those reviews coordinated. So I haven't had a chance to talk to April about her thoughts on, you know, how widespread we can make that option. So far, we've only done it with relatively simple projects, and there have been, you know, a few challenges. But I think, you know, my understanding is from April is that, you know, it is something we want to continue to pursue. So I think we just need to potentially take on a few more, maybe a little bit more complicated projects and see how that goes. And then we can move towards something that's, you know, more widespread.
Hey, Brent, I think I may have asked this question back when we first heard about this, but did you guys have any communication with any City of Vancouver staff about how their process works, what good things, bad things, what to look out for, how to address starts and stops and holds and things like that? I'm always, you know, of the mind to steal shamelessly all the best from every other jurisdiction. So did that ever take place? You'd like talk with Greg Turner?
I did have a meeting with Greg Turner and one of his senior planners, and, you know, there we were basically from our understanding of, you know, the information that you brought to us about their process, we were pretty much seemed to have an understanding that, and I didn't see that we were, you know, headed in a direction distinctly different from them. But I think after we do this follow-up, I probably check back in, you know, now that we've actually had our hands on a couple of these, I think we can have a better conversation.
Okay, great. Wonderful. What else you got, Ryan?
Yeah, thanks, Brent. That's certainly one that I think we're interested in following. So if we want to do even a combined work session with staff and Deeb, that would be great. Mm-hmm. Just kind of following any updates on any changes to the online systems. Is anything on the radar there?
That's April's domain.
Okay.
You don't even want to touch that.
Okay. I guess that's it for like items that I had on my list to track. Anybody else have anything that they'd like to follow this year?
Yeah. So we, with fits and starts, trying to work out, and I know that Eric forwarded last year, maybe about mid-year, all of the information that had been worked on with the subcommittee or the stakeholder group on getting the Parks Department to provide some PIF credits for in inclusion of pocket parks and other recreational facilities in private development projects. And that has gone absolutely nowhere. We are in the middle of a comprehensive plan update. And I don't know if the parks plan has been updated or is being updated as part of that as well. This is, I mean, we had a lot of traction on this pre-COVID, and we had support from that council at that time, I believe, to move forward with including something like that within the parks plan. I don't know what the status of that is. We might want to revisit that. And I think that, getting the parks director, whose name escapes me right now, back to the table as far as that's concerned. I remember, I think the last time that we talked with Rocky. Rocky? Is that right? Rocky Houston?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Used to be our parks
used to be.
Yes, okay, Rocky Houston's not with the county anymore.
Oh.
I didn't know that.
I can let you know who the new division manager is, if you give me a minute.
That would be great, Naomi. When we were talking with him about that, we were explaining that other jurisdictions around the area, and I know Houston Ajo was also integral in that discussion as far as how to set up the program such that these PIP credits can be offered with a certain level of recreational facilities provided within private development projects. I think where he landed, and maybe he didn't even want to entertain that, was, well, we don't have any standards. And I said, well, guess what? Other jurisdictions do. And maybe you want to look at some of those other jurisdictions that do have development standards for establishing recreational facilities and private development that can then be eligible for PIF credits. I know the city of Camas has it. I've been part of that process on a really large 10-year project that actually we're still working on. I think Ridgefield may have something like that. If Jeff were still here, he'd be able to confirm that. And I know that Houston was mentioning that other jurisdictions, maybe in the Tri-Cities areas, have similar. And so, let me see, Ross Hoover.
That's right.
Thank you. So maybe what we...
Sorry, is Ross from the area, or what? Any little bit of background on Ross?
Unfortunately, I've not had a chance to work with him, so I don't know.
Gotcha. Thank you.
I would suggest that we get Mr. Hoover in. I think we have pretty much wide open agendas for this entire year. Let's get this back going. And this is only beneficial to everyone. It kills several birds with one stone. I know that in my 25 plus year career, that just about every subdivision that we're designing, it doesn't have to be a PUD, but the developers are adding in some kind of recreational facility, whether they need to or not. And it only makes sense that if the county has a deficit of parkland, and this is all prompted by the significant increase in the PIFs because of the significant increase in the acquisition costs of land, as well as the development costs to develop the parks, that why not let the development community help out in that regard? I'm still a little concerned that they didn't count within their inventory mm-hmm. places like schools that share parks and things of that nature. But I would move that we request that Mr. Hoover attend our February meeting so that we can start this discussion. And if we have some kind of contact information, forward him that information. I'd be happy to do that that we've done in the past. Go for it, Terry.
Yeah, I just want to add to that right, like just like Mike's addressing and the private public ability. So the private ability of HOAs, which I know is not ideal, but HOAs are run because they're required by state in a much better way budget wise to ensure that there's funding. Those can be used to help with the maintenance, which is where the issues seem to always be as relates to parks, is park impact fees are easily used for acquisition, but not for maintenance. And in partnership with communities and having trail connectivity and a trail plan, which would be ideal, then we can have HOAs help with that maintenance, which would be a huge private-public partnership that benefits the entire community. It's difficult when we're on our fourth parks director in 5 years. So I, you know, to give acknowledgement to the fact that that's hard to get any traction on a direction. But it would be great to try and speed up the learning curve and things that we were trying to accomplish and see if we can get there in a faster time frame.
Yes, I would concur.
Yep.
Victoria, can you reach out to Mr. Hoover and see if he would be willing to attend our next meeting?
Yes, I'm already looking up his contact information.
Oh, okay, great. Great. Thank you. Let's see. And then I think that's a big one. I've got the work plan up as well, and I'm looking at some of this and what we would be looking at as far as and really it comes down to revisiting and finalizing this arrangement with the Parks Department. And I mean, this is, you know, we started somewhere, we made a headway, and now we're just kind of stalled.
Yeah, COVID kind of put that whole thing on hold. It stalled there. But we still have our recommendations from both the Parks Advisory Committee and Deeb that we can move forward.
Yeah, and I have that information right here. I've got it available. Eric, you sent it back out to us in April of last year, yep. So thank you for that. And once we have an idea, and if you want to just go ahead and copy myself and Ryan on the request, Victoria, I'll just respond to that and forward to him the information that we've prepared previously.
Okay, and you said that was yourself and Ryan to be seen.
Yeah, and go ahead and put Eric on there. I think he was part of that group as well.
Yeah.
Okay.
We don't need to have the whole
group. I can do that.
Awesome. And then looking at the rest of this, we're looking at, let's see. We did talk a little bit about incentivizing affordable housing. Sounds like staff is already working on that based on Susan's presentation last month. That was really good. So they're moving forward with that. I'm sure that she'll be providing updates as we go, as they move along with that. I think as far as process improvements, I think what Brent mentioned as far as the consolidated or streamlined review is, I mean, I think that's going to go a long way as far as that's concerned. My experience with reviews right now, it's pretty good. We're running into some technical issues and hiccups with regards to still the road mod stuff. Not sure where that's going to land, but based on the audit that came through, they seem to think that the audit is fine, or the audit mentioned that the process, current process, is fine, and that there really doesn't need to be any changes to that. That might be something else that we want to talk about later on down the road. I'd like to just focus on the parks thing right now. That's one of the proactive approaches that we can take. I know that we've been reactive in the past. We can continue to do that, but let's just focus on that. I don't think there's really anything else out there that isn't currently being worked on that we've discussed before, except, you know, what's going on with the middle housing or multifamily housing process.
Yeah, there is also the new updates with the stormwater manual that we're going to have to be looking at closely as it moves forward as well.
Is there any discussion in regards to the comp plan and where that's at in process and review of properties? I know that's more so not our, you know, committee, but I don't know if there's any aspects in that. That
the climate change aspect of it. Yeah, the climate change aspect of that is probably the biggest part of that. And I don't know how much input we can have on that.
Yeah, I agree. We probably don't have a lot of input we could make on it, but it might be, you know, worthwhile just having Jose come in at some point and just give an update on where all that process is going.
Mm-hmm. And
but we can do that later in the year. Yeah.
Sure. Do we know if we've had any interest in any of the open deep positions? Totally switching gears.
Yeah, that was my next question, is how do we fill out the board?
I reapplied.
Good.
All right.
I reapplied
and got it assigned into the construction position so that the open position is open. So hopefully that was done correctly. Yeah.
Okay. Victoria's shaking her head. Yes. Yeah, so good.
I explained the situation to Michelle in great depth. And at first she was like, yeah, not a problem. And then after she understood it more, she's like, oh, yes. Terry will just be making the switch. So the positions are all open. We did reach out for a potential timeline, but I haven't heard back on when the process will be completed.
Okay.
I reached out to a colleague, and she's got too many other things on her plate, so she won't be applying.
So it's open and public that we need?
Yep. Yes, I believe so.
So Houston Ahog would be probably a good fit for that open position. If he's willing.
He comes to the meetings anyways.
Mm-hmm. Right. I'll shoot him a text.
Cool. Yeah. Great idea, Seth. Ryan, looks like April's on now if you want to ask that same question about the integration of the two systems. See if she has an update on that.
Yeah. April, we're just trying to put together our work plan for the year. And I had just asked the question as whether or not there was a plan to do anything on the online systems this year, if that was on the schedule for this year.
So, interesting question. It's kind of complicated to explain. Basically, it would cost $100,000 for both ends to do the integration between the two, which that would be worth it. But the council just approved for me to get a new permitting system. That will take 2 years. It's in development. It's mybuildingpermit.com. Currently, they just have a front facing for a lot of jurisdictions in the north. So King County, City of Seattle, Bellevue, Sammamish, Murther Island, all of them use it. And so, but they have a front end system. They're developing a back end system. So that process will take 2 years. I have reservations about integration because LMS, our land management system currently, breaks fairly easily. And I'm afraid to do it because I'm afraid it'll break it, which is why I asked for the new program. And with the new program, we will be using, it will be integrated in one. It'll be my building permit with Project Ox on top of it. That's how King County will be too. So we'll be very much the same. If anyone wants to help me, I'm trying to also get, I eventually in the next 2 years want to get all other jurisdictions to sign up for my building permit too, so that we're all on the same. That would be very exciting to me. And I know that the city of Vancouver, they have Acela, and it is very old. It's timing out for them too. So they're going to need a new system soon. So there you go. I can. I have the money. I can. I'm worried about breaking LMS and making it more complicated when I just need it to work for 2 years.
So with the, you said my plan?
My building permit.
My building
permit. It's mybuildingpermit.com. Very popular in the north. It was developed, basically what happened when the .com thing happened, the city of Bellevue hired a bunch of laid off techs, and they hired them into the city of Bellevue. And then so mybuildingpermit.com is a not-for-profit software developer, software company. It works like a jurisdiction. So they are, the office of My Building Permit is in the Bellevue's permitting office. And one of our major issues with software companies is that they don't understand our business. And so when we're describing something, they don't quite understand it, which I would say is one of my issues with LMS. And that's not the case here. Also, because it works like a government agency, it's not a government agency, but it works like a government agency, we'll be able to empower our own IT people to do fixes on it. So it'll be less expensive. Also, because it's like a jurisdiction, I'm gonna be not me. Clark County Community Development is going to be part owner in this thing. And so the more jurisdictions also that sign up for it, the less the cost is for everybody.
And you said Project Docs just works right with that?
It goes right on top of it.
Right on top of it? Okay.
Yep. Yeah.
That sounds good to me. So
I know, but it's being developed. So, yeah.
Thank you. Thanks for that update.
I know that Battlegrounds and Ridgefields are, I don't know, working with them, B-, C-plus maybe, not very flexible. There's like no flexibility in there as far as submittal material is concerned. I mean, if you don't have something to upload that's not applicable to a project, but it's part of a project, if you don't upload something, then, I mean, the whole thing just stops. And if you're talking with other local jurisdictions around here to try to get them on board, great, good luck. It'd be great if everybody was on the same page.
It would be great if everyone was on the same page.
Yeah.
And I will probably be asking throughout the development process, because I'm part of the development process, I probably will be coming to Deeb and asking questions about certain features that we want or don't want. I also want it to be as simple as possible. We built LMS to be exactly what Clark County needed, and then now we're not paper anymore, and now it's not really exactly what we needed. So I don't want to do that. I'm going to change our processes to meet how this system works, which means that's why I kind of want other people to get on it, which means we would all have kind of the same process. We think we're all unique as far as jurisdictions go. I don't think we are. I think we're all the same.
I mean,
there's some differences. Cities, you know, have things that counties do, but I think in general we should have the same processes for applicants.
So
I'm on my own out there, just so you know. I was on the state, I was on a committee with the Department of Commerce where they were asking to go onto a statewide system, and I will tell you, I was a lone wolf asking for that to happen. I was all by myself out there. No one else wanted it. Everyone else thinks they're different or their process won't work in it. So.
Well, all the processes are based on state requirements.
Yep.
So what I would suggest, April, in that regard, is that when you start getting into this, that you set up a small subcommittee, because I'm the only one on Deeb, as far as I know, that actually does application uploads and things like that. Everybody else has staff to do that. I don't.
Ryan
have
says
that
he yet. Does. I saw your hand, Ryan.
Oh, Ryan. Okay, good, 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 good.
I will be doing that.
But I mean, we can get Andrew's planner and Eric's planner and, you know, some other Seth's planner to all get in, you know, in the same room, talk about, you know, what we like, what we don't like about one thing or another. And that'll That's never happened.
That's well, never you know happened. What? I could probably even start doing that now, and I could show you so far what the requirements gathering, because we're already at that. We're at that stage of the requirements gathering. And it's and remember, though, I'm with 10 other jurisdictions, so we're trying to make it to where it's not special. We're all the same. Unfortunately for you, all the other jurisdictions are in the north. But I can share that. I can make that group now and share that. I can do that. Victoria, will you help me with that? Thank you. Not that you could say no publicly and or to me, but just kidding.
I would never.
You can. And she has, by the way. So I was just joking.
Awesome. Well, that's great. That forwards, you know, this process improvement item that we have had on our work plan for as long as I've been on Deeb. So.
Since you were cool. at the beginning, April, are there any other projects or anything that the county's working on this year that Deeb might be of assistance on?
Well, so I want you to remember that, well, hopefully for all of those, it happened really late last year, but land use, wetland habitat fees, the council approved, I think, 4-1 for those increases. So those happen on January 15th. So if you're really close to applying for something, I would do it now. The next one to go is development engineering. So we're going to be assessing development engineering fees next. Now, I don't think they're going to be as, I don't think it's going to be as crazy of an increase. If development engineering has to be 100% cost recovery, I don't think it's going to hit us the same because they're already at 100% where land use wetland habitat were 15% originally and end up being 50% subsidized. So, but I want to give you a heads up that's happening. I'm also inviting the state to come look at their processes. So we did land use processes. Now we're going to go to development engineering processes. And then next we'll go to building permit. So, and then we're probably also doing biannual code updates. I'm assuming starting February. We already have a list of stuff. So if you had stuff that you want us to look at that's new, you have till probably the end of January for us to get those in and evaluate them.
Okay.
I think that's it.
Thank you. All right. Anybody else want to get anything else in on our list of things that we're going to put into our work plan this year?
I think that's good for,
yeah,
for at least starting off the first half of the. Oh, hey, by the way, Houston's on right now.
I saw that.
Yeah.
I am on. Sorry, guys, I had to run out to the field and I forgot it was a 2:00 start.
You've been volunteered for something, so.
Yeah, we're telling you to apply for the open position for Deeb.
I already did. So I put my application in last month, I said either the contractor or the development at large because I do both. So I have an application in there.
Awesome.
So getting back to that subject, I guess, do we have any ideas for the public position? Any suggestions or places we should look? Maybe just start broad. Are there any particular public agencies we should that would be most beneficial?
Man, having somebody from CPU on when Nick was on was really good. Steve Bacon, with Clark Regional, was really good. They all have a different take and a different, they view these things through a different lens. And so I just don't know who, I could check with Steve and see who his replacement was. And at least get that. But I know that there was some discussion about having somebody come on from Clark Regional, whose name
is Les McDonald. Les McDonald was his replacement. I'm texting Les now. I've talked to them in the past, and unfortunately Les applied, and then someone else was selected. So trying to get him
to apply again.
Trying to get him to apply again. Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Brian was
Yeah.
Was selected. Okay, and I know that a lot of the people at, a lot of people in the development angle and at CPU are retiring or close to retiring. Like, well, Barry's retired and Russ is close, and although another option might be Michelle Henry at CPU. She's been around in other jurisdictions or at other agencies and jurisdictions for a while as well.
Any, what about Mike Bomar from the port?
Hasn't, was he on Deeb once?
Wasn't he on planning commission at one time, maybe?
I don't know. I think he may have participated through BIA back like when it first started.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
It's been a while.
He would have a strong SWCA. Background. Yeah.
Yeah, I think
he's able to bring all that history and knowledge, so that is very helpful.
All right. Well, let's see what Les says, and we can kind of take it up maybe at the next meeting, and or via email, and see if there's any interest there.
The other thing we've talked about a few times over the years was trying to get somebody potentially from the city of Vancouver, especially as the county and the city have become more aligned on their development codes and some of those things. I don't know that I have a suggested name for that, but it could be worth considering if we can.
Brian Snodgrass would be perfect.
Yeah, he's more long range. Not a bad idea. Hopefully somebody's writing these all down.
Is it, I mean, it
Greg Turner or something would be another option.
Greg used to attend. Go ahead, Terry, sorry.
Any conflict with the city manager, or does it make sense for like Steve Stewart as a city manager, or
okay. I can tell you right now that Steve would not be interested. And the reason why is that I had a meeting with him not too long ago. And as we were wrapping up things, I happened to mention something about Deeb, and he whips his head around. He goes, "Are you still on Deeb?" And I said, "Yeah." And he goes, "Man, you're a glutton for punishment." So, so I don't think Steve, and besides that, he's, you know, really focused in Ridgefield as it is, but I think that we've got a pretty good list of people that could be might be interested. Less anybody from CPU.
Angie Merrill's at City of La Center now as a planner, and she of course was at Clark County and then went to a home builder and then now went back to public agency. I'm not sure if she'd be interested, or, you know, it'd be a pretty unique perspective.
Excellent. That's a great idea. I know Michaela's going to be doing up these minutes, and so she'll probably list all of these options in there. And but that Angie would be great. I also went to high school with her, so she comes from a good neighborhood. Yeah. Similarly, Shannon Lazarine, she's out in Ridgefield now. But I think that I think Angie might be better, Seth, just because she's had a little bit more experience in a number of different, you know, public and private sides. Okay. Real quick, Victoria, when do the Deeb minutes get prepared? Because I know that we only get them like the day or two or three before the meeting. Or maybe that's a question for Shannon when these get prepared.
We get the staff to write up the minutes 2 weeks from the Deeb meeting date. So right. In this case, I'll have them to myself to review by the 22nd of January.
Okay. Can you send them out as soon as you can?
Yep.
Even if they're still maybe in draft form, maybe put a watermark on them.
Yep.
And just send them to the D members so that we can get a look at that and we can start making some calls around. I can reach out to Angie and see if she's if she'd be interested. Since Terry's already reached out to Les.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah.
All right. I believe that wraps up our discussion today on the work plan.
Yep. We all have something to do.
Yep. So I will move to public comment.
Mr. Vice Chair, before we do that, we now have a quorum. I would move to nominations for chair and vice chair. I actually made a motion. I need a second.
Yep, I'll second that.
All right, very good. I nominate Ryan Wilson for chair.
Second.
Terry, are you seconding? Great.
All right. Any discussion?
I think it's a great idea.
All right. We'll move it to a vote then. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
I will abstain. So, all right. So now we need some nominations for a vice chair, huh? I'll open the floor to suggestions.
I'll throw my hat in the ring. It's been a while. Oh.
Second.
I think it does seem like we've almost come full circle, probably back to Mike.
We have come full circle twice. I have only done it once.
You're due.
I knew that I was looking around. I'm like, I'm on the board. So I might as well just rip that Band-Aid off and get it done.
Yep.
All right, call the vote, Ryan.
All right. All in favor of Mike Oderin as the vice president.
Chair.
Aye.
President.
Vice chair.
I'll abstain, whatever.
All right. It carries. Congratulations.
Gee, thanks. As well, Ryan.
Sherry could have refused to give up her seat, but...
Yeah, right.
Yeah, she wasn't here, so. All right, with that, we will move to public comment. Is there anyone in the public who would like to make a public comment? Hearing none, I will remind everybody that the next DEEB meeting is February 6th, 2025 at 2 p.m., We are hoping that it will be an in-person meeting with an option for remote for those who can't make it in person. And now I will entertain a motion to dismiss.
I don't think we need to do that, but I move to dismiss.
All right. So it's carried.
All right. Perfect.
Thanks, everyone. Happy New Year.
All right, kids.
Thank you. Have a good one.
Thanks, Ryan.
Thank you.
See you guys next month.